I have with me on the phone Rabbi Galperin.
Good morning, Ilan.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
Thank God, and how are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything is good.
Good, Baruch Hashem.
So we have to say Chag Sameach.
That's right, absolutely. Having a good Sukkot.
And happy Simchat Torah that is coming.
That's right. It's now this week is the party week, is the week of excitement.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. You have Rosh Hashanah, which is, you know, it's a holy day, the high holy days leading up to Yom Kippur, the climax, the main aspect of the year, you know, the holiest day of the year. And then we go into joy, into Sukkot, and into Simchat Torah. And if we look, you know, we see that, you know, we have the 8 days of Sukkot, and on the seventh night is Shmini Atzeret, which really is a time to be able to baggage and take all the spiritual inspiration that we've had from the Rosh Hashanah, from Yom Kippur, and not let it just fall away, but more to be able to let it become part of who we are in our regular life. You know, it reminds me of a story that there in the country of Ukraine, it was very, very hard, harsh weather, and they weren't able to get the lulav and etrog, the species that we use on Sukkot, to Ukraine. And, you know, it was a terrible thing. You know, people weren't going to be able to have anything that they needed. There was a city called Bardichev, and had a couple of 100,000 Jews that were living there, and they were able to get one lulav and one etrog, just one. And they said, okay, well, who better befitting that they should give it? Started off, give it to the rabbi. It was a very holy rabbi, the Rav Levi Yitzchak from Bardichev, the city that he was from. And I said, well, give it to him. He'll do the first blessings on it, and then it will pass down, you know, to the leaders and then to everyone else, so on and so forth. Now, Rav Levi Yitzchak, this holy rabbi, had someone working for him, a very simple, plain man. And he realized that he might not even get a chance to be able to make the blessing on it, because until he comes to him, who knows when it's going to be. So it came the day of Sukkot, holy day, and the rabbi went out, you know, he went to immerse himself in the mikvah to be spiritually pure and all get ready for making the special blessing, you know, especially now. They only have one, they can't get any more. And he thought to himself, this man, that who's going to know? No one's going to know anything. Let me come and make the blessing on this. I put it down, and that's it. At least I have the opportunity. The rabbi leaves, and he goes into the room, takes out the lulav. As he's taking out the etrog, it slips from his hand and it falls.
Oops.
And the pitom, the piece on the top, cracks off, and now rendering that this etrog
is not kosher.
It's not kosher. Can't do anything anymore with it. He is devastated. He's shocked. He's crying. He doesn't know what to do. Now, the rabbi comes back into the house, you know, spiritually pure, all ready to make the blessing. He has to speak up. He has to say what just happened. So with his head down, he comes to the rabbi and he says, you know, this is exactly what happens, is this, the whole story. And the rabbi, instead of getting mad at him, says to God, he says, God, look, even the most simplest person wants to do the biggest mitzvah they can have, even though they know that it could get them fired and they can lose their job. And we think is, you know, well, we get all very spiritual, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. What about the rest of the year? We're simple people the rest of the year. We have to be able to take in the Rosh Hashanah, take in the Yom Kippur, which starts on a very high. And you go down to Sukkot, you think, oh, we're going down to a low part. But it's not. It's taking us even to a next level, because Sukkot is all full of joy. Especially the time that we're, you know, we eat in the sukkah. We take the four species. We take the lulav, comes from the date tree. We take the esrog, the citrus fruit. We take the willow branch, and we take the myrtle. And each one of them, we bring them all together, really symbolizes all types of Jews. You have the Jew that is you know, non-affiliated, non-educated. That's a person that does not do Torah, does not do mitzvot. That is the arava, the willow. It has no taste, it has no smell.
Yeah.
You then have the myrtle branch, which has a smell, but no taste. That is a person that does Torah, learns Torah, but does not fulfill the mitzvot.
No mas.
Then you have the person. Right, correct. Then you have the person that is compared to the date tree that has a good taste, not necessarily a smell. And that is a person that does good deeds and does mitzvot, doesn't do the Torah. Then you finally have the etrog, the citrus fruit that has a good taste and a good smell. And that is the person that learns Torah and does the mitzvot. And what do? It doesn't make a difference who you are. You bring them all together, and when you bring them all together, we show God. God shows us and looks at us and says, that regardless of what type of Jew you are, you're all equal to me. And this comes then up to Simchat Torah, the highest part of joy. When we're dancing with the Torah, we take out the Torahs, we finish the Torah, we then start the Torah again. It's a beautiful event. And how do we dance? We don't dance with our head. We don't dance if we're smart or we don't. We dance with our feet. Everyone has feet. We're all equal. We're all equal to the Torah. And that's what God is teaching us. And that's what I think is so important. Let's take the Rosh Hashanah. Let's take the Yom Kippur. Bring it into joy, that God should grant us that we should have joy all the days of our lives. For the rest of the year, until next Rosh Hashanah, we should take this spirituality, mix it into joy, and our lives will be amazing.
That's great. So tell us about the celebrations.
Yeah, so we have a big community Simchas Torah celebration. It's always a beautiful event. There's the last year, I think we had over 120 people that came. We have a full dinner, and then there's obviously a lot of l'chaim, and we bring out all the Torahs, and we dance, and after we dance downstairs, the kids are there, they get candies, they get the flags. After we're dancing downstairs, we go outside, and we dance on the streets with the Torahs. So this is Monday evening, October 5th, at 7 o'clock, the service at 7:30 is dinner. Obviously, it's free of charge from everyone because we have some co-sponsors, Rachel Eisenberg and some other people that are co-sponsoring it to help us. So I encourage everyone to come. If you're somewhere else, come afterwards. We go for at least a good 3-4 hours that there's dancing. So it's a lot of fun for everyone. So that's the October 5th at 7 o'clock.
So prepare your dancing shoes.
That's right. Bring your dancing shoes and bring out some moves. And as we say, we'll come and horror with the Torah.
Come and horror with the Torah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
So, Rabbi, I want to wish you Chag Sameach and Shabbat Shalom.
You too. Be well. And I hope you dance a lot and enjoy Simchat Torah.
Same here. I do hope too.
Be well.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.